Good evening, everyone. It's Robert Johnson here. Obviously, you can tell that by looking at the my name. I'm standing just next to the London Eye, with the sun going down straight in my face on the other side of the Thames. It's all rather gorgeous, actually. A few too many tourists, but apart from that, it's gorgeous. I'm just going to walk to Waterloo. Straight on, fans. I've walked down here along Owl's Embankment from work. It's just been very nice. So nice when the weather's like this to be able to just have a wander. I had toyed with going to Regent's Park, actually, to continue my tour of London's rural parks, but I thought I'd save that for another day. Straight on, fans. On you go, fans. Anyway, there was a purpose to me doing this audio boo. And that was to respond, really, to... oh, goodness, where are we going now? There seems to be a blockage. I wasn't expecting that. Straight on, fans. Find the way. Okay. Right. To respond to Braille Snail's boo from earlier on, she was truly the bringer of outstandingly brilliant news. News that is that... You can hear a carousel here. That's not the news, but... news that Amazon have finally seen fit to make their Kindle iOS app accessible with VoiceOver. Vance, come on, find the way, Vance, come on. What on earth is going on around here? Very confused. Find the ramp, Vance, please. Let's find the ramp up to level one, or whatever they call it, first level. And going underneath Hungerford Bridge. So yeah, the Kindle app, which, you know, obviously iBooks has been accessible with VoiceOver since it launched, but the iBook store is expensive a lot of the time, and it doesn't have nearly the number of books that Amazon does. And so it was really a quite serious barrier to accessibility that Kindle apps on the iPhone weren't accessible, particularly when the text-to-speech on the Kindle devices themselves is arguably fairly rubbish and is non-existent on new Kindle devices. It seemed as though Amazon just simply weren't bothered at all about accessibility, which is a shame when the world of ebooks could really, really have the potential to finally open up reading. No, not today, Vance, not today. We don't need to go in the South Bank Centre. to open up world of the written word to, funny grating there, everybody. Good boy, Vance, well done. Okay, forward. Steady, Vance. Steady, steady. Good boy. Okay, and forward, Vance. Good lad. Okay, on we go then, Vance. Okay, so we've just come down the steps. Come on, Vance, let's go. Next to canteen, if people know where that is. Find the curb, Vance. Forward. I must confess to feeling a... Oh, Gordon Bennett, trying to get run over for the second time this evening. This time by a cyclist. Confess to feeling a bit tired this evening. So apologies for not being my usual bouncy self. When have I ever been bouncy? Yes. But I think this could prove to be a quite revolutionary moment when we finally get, at least those of us who use iOS, finally get equal access. This is if it works well. Finally get equal access to Amazon's books. And of course, we're yet to see whether they block accessibility on some titles, as they did with speech on their actual devices, or whether they recognise that, as they have with their Windows application, that screen reader users usually have legal rights to access information in an accessible format. So, yet to see that, yet to see how well it works, but this does sound really, really good, and I'm looking forward to getting home, charging my phone, which is currently running out at the rate of knots, and Vance is finding the box at this very wide crossing. Good boy, well done, Vance. It does beep, so I don't need to hold on. Yeah, getting home, charging the phone, and then having a little play with it. I think the next one that would be nice to see being a little bit more accessible are some of the newspaper apps. Ford Vance, the Times in particular, I've talked before about how it used to be accessible and then they seemed unable to maintain it that way, which was a great shame. The Spotify app is actually really good now. I actually joined Spotify a little while ago and have been actually really pleasantly surprised. Ford Vance, by the accessibility on the app, it's not totally so, but most functions are accessible. Ford Vance, thanks. But of course, the main sticking point with Spotify is that Vance, that their Windows console or Mac console, you know, their actual computer console, is totally inaccessible with screen readers. Straight on, Vance. So it'd be nice to see that one done. But I'm wittering on now. Let's enjoy this moment for Vance, and let's give Amazon credit for having finally seen sense. Perhaps, hopefully, seen an economic reason to do this, and made this change. No prizes for guessing where I am now. Oh, I've got no idea what the time is or anything, actually. It smells rather spicy here. Come on, Houndy, let's go. I know I haven't told you where to go, but you can keep going. Let's find right. Very good. We'll go and do our usual wander up towards platform 19 and then have a look at some times. Customers are reminded that a new train starts. Oh, does it? Stretch on, Vance. Okay, let's just get in. Brain's not working. Right. I'm going to pause this and find a train home.